This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. The colors of Ukraine's flag were on full display in front of the state capitol yesterday. A rally was held to mark the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion. Ukrainian immigrant Natalia Zasodko has family still in Ukraine.
Like, for us, it wouldn't consider to be safe. Like, my mom, every day she has to hide in a bunker for 4-6 hours a day. They only get electricity 3-4 hours a day, every other day.
Denver is home to over 20,000 Ukrainians. The Denver Center's resident theater company is hosting a weekend of new play workshops. Here's CPR's Eden Lane.
The Denver Center for the Performing Arts held the first Colorado New Play Summit in 2006. Theater lovers and professionals from organizations nationwide attend. This year, the summit happens over one weekend and features work in development from four playwrights, including one graduate from the Denver School of the Arts. Several plays have gone on to full stage productions in Denver as well as in New York City. Oscar-nominated film The Whale began with a reading at the showcase. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
The Denver Center is a financial supporter of CPR News. The Winter Dew Tour returns to Copper Mountain this weekend, featuring the world's top skiers and snowboarders. A new event will bring the streets to the slope. The Super Street Style will feature a course filled with handrails, electrical boxes, a chain link fence, and more. Olympic gold medalist Red Gerard is competing.
With slope style, it's hard. You know, a lot of times it's up midway up the mountain, so you don't get a lot of fans, where this one's going to be right at the base of the mountain, and it's going to be at night, so I think there will be a huge fan base.
Tour ends later today. This is CPR.